Blog Talk Radio.
Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Flooding to me in a dream. Is this love? Is this love? Filling all my life with meaning. I thought that you were far away from me, but tonight I feel no distance. I see you standing in the clear sky as I touch you to reach on high. Won't you let my heart stay still? A sweetness in the near distance. Words I thought to utter now lie still, and in my mind just thoughts of you. Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Flowing through me in streams. Is this love? Is this love?
Welcome, man. This is Randy Goldberg. Welcome you to the Science of Light show. And I want to thank you tuning in as we're going to have a special show about HSPs, highly sensitive persons. People who are especially empathetic, unknown empaths also. And sensitivity can be a two-edged sword. The gifts that we have that are very fragile and near to our heart, and when you're very sensitive, often your nervous system is highly attuned and able to pick up a lot more than the average person does, and so it's easy to get overwhelmed. And having boundaries, having learning ways to shield yourself, to ground, to filter out the things can be important. It's important, you know, this body doesn't come with a user manual, particularly in Western culture. Such an extroverted culture is not as much a meditative tradition that's there where people learn to tune in to their heart and energy systems. So there's actually between 10 and 20% of the population that are HSPs, highly sensitive people, and it's more common than you might think. And it's having some kind of meditation practice, spiritual practice is really important as a way to empty your mental garbage can that gets filled up, and to filter out and to become aware of things that you might have picked up, things that are going on in your system. So to have a baseline, when you have a daily meditation practice, you kind of tune into a certain baseline to what's going on today, and you can kind of check your chakras, energy centers along your spine, see how you feel in your heart, in your throat, in your middle of your head, top of your head. And so it's a way of having a home base to be able to return and see what's going on. And helps you to tune into your intuition so you can follow the signals of where you're being guided and what the lessons are that you're facing. So being an empath is about opening, and people who are kind of naturally opened up, and you need to learn to adjust the controls on your sensitivity. You don't want to be wide open all the time, and grounding is a really important tool also. Trauma work, the first thing they'll have a person do is where do you feel your sense of grounding, and what makes you feel grounded? What are the resources that help you to be grounded? So that's a really important thing when we're frazzled or overwhelmed, when we've feeling like we've taken in too much or not able to filter out. Just getting grounded, and like an electrical piece of electrical equipment, often gets fried if it doesn't have the third ground wire. So similarly, when we're running a lot of energy through our system, it's essential to have that grounding to earth, just in the same principle, that too much system, too much energy, too much electricity, too much power flowing through your system can blow a fuse, just like happens with a fuse box. And actually, chakras are energetic fuses. And it's a ladder, and all the steps on the ladder need to be strengthened. We don't want to just focus on the higher chakras and be exclusively focus there. We want to be whole people with access to all the different parts of ourselves. And if you don't have those lower foundational rungs in a healthy and strong state, you actually can't be in balance up in the higher chakras. So it's a pyramid, and like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we have to go rung by rung and have a healthy body and healthy diet, and then meditation is part of also creating a healthy mind and cleaning your energy. When you're highly sensitive, you can pick up energies. And so, for example, being at a mall can be really overwhelming. There's neon lights and different scents and sounds and all the people and the crowds, and it's just, if you're in an unaware state, it's often, highly sensitive people report getting headaches when they're in places like shopping malls and really crowded, overstimulated, where they're being bombarded by and stuff. And that's why also being careful to know your limits of how much TV, and particularly TV news, and, you know, depending on some people can't take watching the news before they're going to bed or this, that. You have to, it's all a very individual thing, and it's certainly some people's dharma, it's their path to be very engaged in the world and very tapped into the world. And now, you know, of course, there's a lot of people overwhelmed just by the amount of information out there. So you've got to, you know, just as we regulate our diet and try to have a healthy physical diet and what we eat, we've got to regulate to some degree that the mental food and what you're thinking about all day, and keep some inspirational, expansive, elevating sources of material coming into your mental diet. And that's another reason for meditation, to tap into that more expansive soul connection place for you. And of course, breath is a major way to meditate and focus, just coming into your center and taking deep, full breaths. And when one is HSP, it's important to be very gentle with yourself and learn ways to resource yourself, to give yourself different resources to help when you're feeling overloaded. And one of the nice things about being the sensitive side of the spectrum, it's easier for you to tap into different spiritual resources, particularly different inner resources, like animal totems and angels and spiritual guides and your ancestors and special people who loved us unconditionally as children and pets and nature, your favorite spot in nature. There's a lot of inner resources that can be cultivated. There's take on an animal totem to think about, that you're taking the protection, just the way some people have a certain connection with a certain spiritual teacher or angelic being. Similarly, you just will feel drawn to certain kinds of animals, and you can draw on their qualities. So if you have a bear animal totem, bear is very fierce and protective and helps you feel safe. So you bring in that energy, you can feel yourself surrounded by the safety that nobody can harm you, and that you have that protective bear, mama bear, looking out for you. And so all the different animals have different archetypal energies that are associated with them and can help. There's often when we're overwhelmed, it's like we almost regress and we go back to stages of where we didn't get our needs met and where we have our neglected, hurt inner child. John Bradshaw has amazing work on healing your inner child. So being able to get in touch, you can just visualize your inner child as an actual child or baby that you can hold, that you can take in your arms, that you can soothe. Maybe it's bandaged, maybe it's bruised, maybe it's hungry, cold, so many different levels of neglect and ways that that sensitive inner child didn't get its need met. And now as an adult, we can go back, and even if you didn't get those met as a child, you can now give your inner child what it needs. Okay, I'm here for you now. And give it a chance if it needs to throw a tantrum or shed some tears or whatever. You can let it express itself and then also be soothed and loved and feel from that unconditional acceptance. So often finding subtle ways to be gentle with yourself, to be loving and gentle with ourselves is one of the most important steps of healing and being on a spiritual path. It's so easy to try to push yourself and beat up on yourself and feel you're not good enough, and being gentle, loving, encouragement that actually is what's needed, accepting who you are, where you are right now, that every part of you has a right to be there, that has some valuable gift to be shared and to be heard, and having greater self-acceptance is a great gift you can give to yourself. We all need to be gentle with ourselves right now. It's people are still reeling from the death of Robin Williams, and he was such a sensitive soul, and I have a whole show last week I did on his astrological chart, so that's archived, and you can listen to that. And I did a show where I did a long, detailed grounding meditation. It's very important to be able to learn how to ground, how to run your energy with the Earth's energy, to release what you need to down your grounding cord, and the Earth can recycle what you send down, so you can let go of headache or you're feeling there's some yucky energy in your aura and your chakras, whatever. You can just release that. You can get some sage or sweetgrass and smudge. I also did a show on Bach flower remedies that can be really good for balancing out your emotions, and particularly if you're in a stuck negative emotion of fear or anxiety. So many different, there's 38 different Bach flower remedies, so the five different states where we can take the assistance of the animal kingdom, of the plant kingdom, the different flowers, and the Bach, Dr. Bach developed. They're herbal tinctures that you can buy at the health food store, and you take a couple drops a couple times under your tongue, and can really help. Particularly the more sensitive you are, the more you'll feel the effect right away. And so energy follows intention, and it's important to set your intention as you go through your day, and as you check in, say at the end of the day, if you're feeling different imbalances or having different energetic issues you're dealing with, then you can send the energy into the earth. You can have filters. The energy will adjust as you set the intention. So when you go out into the world, you can set the intention to have boundaries, and to have it can be a bubble of light, that nothing can enter your sphere that doesn't have your higher good in it, and that nothing enters without your permission. When you are sensitive and you go about unconsciously, then you unconsciously can pick up, you come in contact with all these different nasty folks throughout the day, and you pick up their nasty energy. And then at the end of the day, it's like, well, why do I feel like garbage? And it's like, you became an energetic garbage can for all that stuff that they were off guessing. So all that can be cleared with visualizations are important, and that then you see a way in your mind for the energies to follow. When you set your intention, so if you intend to have a white light waterfall starting from your head, and you visualize it come down your body, and as it comes down, it washes out any energies that need to be cleared and cleansed from your aura, from your chakras. Then the energy will follow that. And it's another reason that meditating is an important tool, because you learn to visualize and you learn to set your intention through different creative visualizations that will help you in, so you can think of it as when you're HSP and you're a highly sensitive person, you have a bigger energy body, and therefore the greater ability to feel and feel both pain and joy and bliss. And so and as we know, you know, it's easy to become overwhelmed with all the pain and sorrow and horrible things that happen in the world, and that's why it's another reason to elevate your consciousness, to do a regular meditation practice where they talk about in Vipassana, there's three main parts of meditation. There's preparing the ground, and there's attending to the garden of our mind, and then there's pulling the weeds. So pulling the weeds is removing the negative crap that needs to get filtered out. Tending the garden is just just pure awareness, just being with what is, just witnessing, without judgment, and increasing your awareness, practicing having greater levels of awareness and not judging. And then preparing the ground is giving a direction, mantra is an example of that, or chanting, or, you know, I always start the show with some different heart song to create a vibration and right atmosphere for people to hear the show, and I also end with that kind of music, and a lot of great meditation music and chanting music at innersong.com, and innersong.org. And I'll encourage if people are listening and they want to share their own stories and experiences or have any questions or comments, you can press 1 and get into the call qs.com, yeah, innersong.com. And yeah, this is a time where there's a lot of expansion and joy of summer that is available right now. And if you set your intention for opening up, and it's a great time for breath work and doing work where release blocks and get in touch with some of our hidden gifts and treasures. And in meditation, you're digging down for those gems inside you, the inner riches and the inner wealth. And so there's a lot of opportunity As we expand and open up, it increases one's vulnerability. And like everything in life, there has to be balance, and it's not good to be set at maximum, say, vulnerability all the time. If you're going to, if someone's going to attack you, you want to step to your shield, and so you don't expose the most sensitive part, most precious part of you, to someone who's just going to spin on it and dispel it and disrespect that. So having that discernment and knowing who and when and where one needs to dial back one's sensitivity, one's vulnerability, one's openness, and then not to stay stuck there in the closed state. I mean, life, the goal of life is to open heart and mind and to feel your connection with everyone and the whole universe. So we want to build and having that strong connection. And know that another great visualization is having filters that you can, through setting your intention, you can set your filters if you're around or some crazy negative disturbing energies. You can set your filters on to help transmute, to deal with that energy, and then so just like a dimmer switch, you can bring your filters up and down, and that's how the by having the intention, the energy will follow it. So another important thing to know, you know, some people are frustrated, well, I don't see auras, I don't this or that. And not everybody is visual. You can be empath, highly sensitive person, and you might receive your energy kinesiologically through kinesthetic sense, through a felt sense of the body. And so you just have a feeling in your gut. And somebody comes in the room and it makes you feel a certain way. And other people hear, they have connection with their guides, and they'll, some people are, for all the different senses, some people pick up smells, some people pick up tastes. There's all kinds of different ways that people can receive the information. Some people are audible, some people are visual, tactile, it's all different. So play around and see which you will gravitate to better and what works for you. And there's a lot of, it's very easy, the more sensitive you are, to internalize people's negative interjects when they dump on you and give you crap. You have to learn not to take it. And it's not, you know, some people try to toughen up HSP, highly sensitive people, and that backfires. It's just, it's traumatizing. They're very sensitive, and the sensitivity is a gift. And so you need to learn that sensitivity will help you tap into your intuition, which is going to help you decisions to know which way to go, what direction in life, and the different choices that you make throughout your day. So another word for meditation is a intuitional practice. And so, and there's a lot of archetypal realms of spiritual experiences that one could have, again, that aren't much talked about or appreciated in our cultures, that are very much emphasized and much more internal, introverted cultures of the East. So they have thousands of years of exploring different spiritual realms and connections and resources and beings and states of consciousness. And, so it's a very valuable road to hoe. Surrounding yourself with like-minded, with people who are going to accept you and reinforce the qualities that you're developing, and finding your tribe is another important thing, being connected to community. Again, when one is traumatized, one is isolated and cut off from connections for others and not able to reach out and get the help they need and get help with things that they aren't able to do, and yep, so that's important. And then as one opens one heart, it's natural to want to do service to help others, and one can experience a great deal of joy in being a vehicle of good in the world and making a difference in other people's lives, changing the world one person at a time, and just being at the right place at the right time. Again, when you have the intention to be a vehicle for making this world a better place, that will show up, and you'll get a chance to express that care that you can give to people and animals and plants. It's all of the creation. And figuring out what your gifts are and what direction is the great advice of Joseph Campbell, of following your bliss. So just following what you're drawn to what holds your interest. Not try to force things. When you follow what you're interested in, you'll naturally want to focus on that, learn about that, because it's what you're interested in. And so trusting that you'll be supported and that there's resources for you to help you on your journey towards what it is that the gifts that you have that can unfold and help humanity. And so, I think I've covered most the things. And again, if there's anyone listening who wants to press one, and if you have any questions or comments, feel free to do that. And if not, I think I'll wrap up for. Tonight, there's getting astrology reading is another great way of mapping out your psyche and seeing what inherent tendencies and gifts, and become aware of the shadow elements and obstacles also, and just to see how the archetypes flow in your psyche. So there's more information about receiving a astrology reading for me. I do it on my phone, by Skype. I have clients all over the world. And I can check that out at astrodc.com, astrodc.com, or randygoldberg.org, another URL for the same site. And it's just $80 for an hour reading. And I purpose to keep it cheap and affordable. Also, when people are overwhelmed, they don't have a lot of resources. And so this be very gentle with yourself. This is a time when people are accessing a lot of expansion of hearts and minds, and it can put one in a very vulnerable place, which is beautiful. Often people have some breakdown and then breakthroughs and break out of stuck patterns, out of defensive modes and ways that they've been limiting themselves. And when that new part comes forth, be loving, kind, and gentle with yourself, and we'll go out with some music from Joshna, amazing singer from New Zealand, who's also music is available at inasong.com. Okay, take care, and I'll be with you next week on Monday nights. This is Randy Goldberg. All the best.